Right to Ukraine, where a team of international experts has reached the wreckage of Malaysia Air Flight 17 for the first time in a week, an emotional visit. Michael Bocherkiu is a Canadian who's a spokesperson for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's special monitoring mission to Ukraine. And Michael, where are you right now?
Okay, so we're at the main crash site of MH17. Now, for us, the special monitoring mission, this is our first time back here in almost a week. It took us several hours to get here because we did go from rebel-held territory into the Ukrainian-controlled territory and then back into rebel-held territory. We got here quite smoothly, and we intend to spend quite a few hours here taking the experts around. And, I got to tell you, it's almost 2 weeks since that plane came down, so a group of us just stood there and took a moment of silence and remembrance of the victims.
It must be. Can you describe it? What is it like?
Well, you know, in some ways it's remarkable in the sense that 2 weeks into this, there are many parts that haven't been touched. I know there have been reports and so on of tampering, but everything is more or less the way we saw it a week ago. We still have quite a few more locations to see, especially the cockpit area, but it is pretty much the way we left it, at least for that main section.
And I'm sure that brings a sense of death. You know, it's frozen in amber there. It's a death scene.
Yeah, it is, and a crime scene, too. You know, it's hard to talk about, but yes, the stench of death is still there. It's very hot today. I know from talking to the experts, and they just really did a preliminary kind of sweep through one of the main sections, that these are trained eyes. They've already spotted some human remains. So there's a lot of intensive work to be done by a much larger group of people, and providing the access stays the same tomorrow, that's what's going to start happening tomorrow finally.
Tell us more about that mission. I mean, what are inspectors looking for and at?
Of course, the priority right now is the kind of forensics, the retrieval of human remains and of personal belongings. There are areas which haven't been touched whatsoever. You can tell by the way the grass or the high grass hasn't been trampled down. So we know that those areas haven't been searched. But they have the expertise to not only spot it, but to retrieve it and care for it with dignity the way it's supposed to be. And then, of course, yeah, the parts of the fuselage. We have senior law enforcement here from both countries, and they're very keen to, for example, look at the parts of the fuselage that perhaps have some telltale marks of anything unusual.
Are there personal possessions still on the ground?
You know, that's the remarkable thing. I just took maybe 3 or 4 minutes myself just to take a quiet stroll along up the edge of one of the impact areas, and it's astonishing. I mean, I saw everything from a travel booklet on Bali to children's toys, Prada shoes. There's a bag of pens from a company that probably someone was taking to a trade show.
Right. What about rebels in the area? They are still in control of the area. Are they there with you?
They certainly are, and they're with us, and they're escorting us. One feels a palpable sense of tension. There was a temporary ceasefire that was negotiated. And as soon as we got to the site, far, far off in the distance, I mean, we're several dozen kilometers at least, there were quite loud explosions. It sounded like mortar fire. So that, of course, is not a good sign, and that's not what's supposed to be happening.
But these rebels that are accompanying you, Do you talk to them at all? Do they have any sense of this, you know, widespread perception that one of them did this?
Yeah, well, they're very different from the chaps that usually escorted us around. They have given us a fair bit of freedom of access. And in the past few days, they kept quite a respectful difference so that experts could do their work. But today, yeah, they were a bit on edge. And in fact, when we first arrived there and the door was opened, it was right at a site where there were a lot of personal belongings. And one of the first things they said, well, see, nobody's touched anything. It's all here for you.
No, defensive, perhaps. Well, we understand Russia says it's going to send its own aviation investigators. Have you seen them yet? And what kind of tension do you expect there?
Well, we don't want to speculate. I mean, there's no one else here. That's clear.
Yeah.
The experts weren't interrupted as they were, you know, combing the fields. I think, if I can put it this way, I think everyone acknowledges that the time here on the ground could be limited, that time is of the essence because it is a fluid security situation, so that they will really compact their work into as small amount of time as possible.
Michael, one last question. We're seeing pictures from the area as people have finally reached it. What a contrast, it seems. Can you describe that for us? I saw sunflowers and then what you're seeing.
Well, you know, we were put in, I call it an unusual, extraordinary position. We became the initial kind of eyes and ears of the world. And day after day, we would come here and we'd become almost intimately familiar with pieces of the airplane, with personal belongings. For me, one of the belongings that I'll never forget is someone scribbled a note to themselves, it looks like, on the flight, and they were obviously on their way to vacation, and they said, you know, I'm so looking forward to vacation, and they made a pledge to themselves not to blow their budget, but yet to have a good time. And then, you know, really the toughest part to look at is a very heavily scorched piece of earth where the wings, the fuel tanks came down, and the heat in that particular impact site was so severe that it actually melted the wings of the 17-year-old airplane. And, you know, we arrived here only really less than 24 hours after the plane came down, and there are some things we've seen that we'll never talk about, I'm sure, to anybody. Yeah. It was pretty horrific.
Yeah. All surrounded by sunflowers. Michael Borchyrkiew, spokesperson for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's special monitoring mission to Ukraine. He's there at the site of MH17. Michael, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.